Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How's the AC there, Bobby boy?
What? Few things worse than having an AC go down, man. I was waking up in the middle of the night.
Wi-Fi is worse for sure.
Yeah,
but in the heat of the summer here in Florida, the AC.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's a
problem. The HVAC guy, did he not come the other day?
Yeah, he did. And then there's a leak. Well, no. He didn't come the other day because I fixed it. So he was going to come. And then I actually fixed it.
You fixed the HVAC?
Yeah, it was good for you, Bob.
How did he fix it exactly? What was the fix exactly?
So I went to the breaker and switched the breaker. It turns out that so I switched the breaker.
It tripped.
That kicked it back into gear.
Yeah.
But now the breaker's fine.
Yeah.
And we still have issues. The AC's blinking. It's terrible. Is it
central?
What's that?
Central air?
Central air.
There's probably some kind of a short between the thermostat and feeding it to the unit. You know what I mean? Because when you flip the breaker, sometimes it could short out something in the thermostat.
He said that from what he gathered that there's some sort of leak is what he.
Which could be. That's never good.
Yeah, but new HVAC unit, you're not going to get crushed. Like $10,000 for a decent one.
But Bob, you don't own the place, so they should cover that for you.
Correct.
No?
Yeah, even better. You don't have to pay a damn thing.
The only problem is I can't stand when people are in the house for a long period of time. Like if they come in for like an hour or two or whatever, but if they have like multiple days of someone coming in, it's tough. Unless it's Cornelius Closets, one of the best ones out there doing it. By the way, I'm about to bring him back for another job. The garage. They're going to call them Cornelius Garages.
Like even now, it takes me back to that old LA apartment. Oh. I used to have an apartment.
I heard it was like Vietnam in there.
It was. You had to get to the back.
It was like Saigon.
Waltzing through Somalia in there, dude. I was fucking boltering, just sweating.
Bad day in Baghdad in Bob's apartment. In LA.
We watched that NFL draft and we were just dripping in sweat watching the
draft. Darnold.
Was that the Sam Darnold draft?
Baker Mayfield. What a memory on the D.
Saquon Barkley.
Got that.
What a memory. Saquon
Barkley, all of them. Yeah. I remember Bob, you'd sit in the living room, he'd have like, it was like bots. It was like we were in an episode of Star Wars. He'd have all these like units just blasting.
Imagine that draft. Barkley and Darnold go to the Jets and the Giants, and they don't stay there. They bounce around, and then they both win Super Bowls anyway, where they end up. That is just it's the quintessential. It's beautiful, honestly, for the Giants. Not the Jets is like it's tough, but
that was Baker Mayfield, Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold,
another guy who bounced around. Yeah, none of these guys. Josh Rosen. What?
I wonder what Josh Rosen's up to. That's
a good question. Yeah, I don't know. I think he's a fortune. I think he's like one of these like private equity guys. I think.
Oh, good for him.
Really?
I think so.
Probably makes more money than he would in the NFL. Probably, to be honest.
Maybe.
But we used to have these units, and they would be blowing. You'd have to turn the TV on at like 100 volume because there was just like it was like being in a wind tunnel.
The window units.
Yeah, the window one, then he had the self ones that would stand up, and he'd position them all around the
living room. Those window units crank harder than central air, though, dude.
I take it back. The ones I'm saying are the ones where you like hit the funnel outside of the window.
Yeah.
You ever see like E.T. like near the end where they have them on all these types of fucking?
It looked like that in there. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But the problem is it was just blowing hot air, dude. So we'd be sitting there, we'd be dripping.
Fill the water in, and the water just a terrible.
But you know what, Bob? Now you could look back on that, and you could say, "Wow, look at me now." You could do that. That's good. That's a good thing.
At the time, I was so cool to live alone in LA.
Right.
You know, even when that's when the Barstool thing came up, I kept thinking to myself, I got this great apartment. Like, how am I going to leave this apartment? It had like pink countertops.
Oh, you had a Betty Crocker pink countertops in his kitchen. It was hilarious, dude.
Fucking disaster.
Oh, my. You look like a Polly Pocket. Like,
Polly Pocket. Shout out Polly Pocket. Mad Max was the boy version. I had a ton of those. Little Mad Max
sets. Bob, remember you do the cooking videos where, and you'd be
I remember some of those. Yeah, I remember some of those.
Those files just keep popping up. They keep
popping up.
Internet never forgets, Bob.
No, they got them, man. It's tough to watch. I mean, not like that I have anything to hide, but like some tough videos up there, man.
Well, Bob, the good thing is that most people in life, as they get older, they kind of deteriorate. They, like, lose their pizzazz. They don't, like, you know, their figure gets worse or they don't look as good. You're like the opposite. You're like the Benjamin Button effect. As you get older, you just age with more grace. And, like, so that's a good thing, I think.
Well, a lot of that has to do with Dr. Dower, though. So yeah, maybe so. But Dr. Dower played a big part in that.
Shout out Dower.
Shout out.
Double D.
Shout him out, because I need Double D. He's going to make shout him out.
Double trouble.
All right. The Brilliant Dumb Show, as we know, brought to you by the fine folks over at Prize Picks. Again, I banged the people on that Western Conference play. Still kicking myself for that. Knicks up 2 now. Maybe by the time this comes out, Knicks up 3. Don't know. But use promo code BDS for a free $50. That hole-in-one stream is coming. The free throw challenge is coming as well, where we got to hit 25 free throws in a row, possibly 24 free throws in a row. I was at HQ yesterday. I went 32 for 32. Like
wow. Yeah,
ready to roll. Insane,
yeah. Mikey, I was just dialed in.
Yeah, on the shots. Golf game's ever been worth, but basketball – shot right. Feels nice. Would you rather come for the hole-in-one stream, Mikey, or would you rather come for – if you had to pick? I mean, you could come for both.
I'd like them for both.
I would, too.
Yeah, I mean, I would do both, but I would say that I would be of more value on the free throw. I would say that. I would say that.
Yeah,
you never know, Mikey. Now, hole-in-one may be more entertaining for people to watch because they would fucking laugh their balls off watching.
But it's not going to be a long hole. It's probably like a 130-yard hole, Michael.
Yeah, you could put a 9-iron in my hand. I could probably.
You said that you're okay with your wedges.
Iron play wedge play has been better this year for sure. T-box is just a fucking abortion.
How did you play the other day when you went to play?
So when I played the other day at that Troy Smith thing, my first iron shot, 7-iron, flushed it, didn't hit another good shot the rest of the day. Did not hit another good shot like that the rest of the day. Maybe one, made a couple putts again in a scramble. I'm a great scramble golfer. I think scramble is just where I belong. I could contribute with the flat stick. I could do that. I can help you there. But off the tee box, I defer to my teammates. Someone else has to carry us off the tee box. Somebody else has to do that. And that's fine. We had one of the guys on our team. I forget his name was Barry. He was a stick guy off the tee box. He was a fucking monster. Every time, fairway.
Oh, that's nice.
So, I mean, like in a scramble, that's what you need. You need somebody who could do that consistently off the tee box, I feel like.
Mikey, it looked like you're like an Ohio State alumni.
It was.
Scramble. Is that exactly what
Troy Smith does this like mental health outing every year. This was the third time he did it. It was a lot of Ohio State guys, Ricky Williams, Vince Young. This was like the second time hanging out with them after the event last year at the Ohio State Texas thing. But Troy is just a salt of the earth guy, bro. He's the nicest. He's like, if you need me to come to anything, consider it done. You know, he's appreciative. He's very appreciative. And, you know, I had a lot of guys rocking Breezy out there. I mean, Chris Beanie Wells had the Breezy hat on.
Shout out Beanie.
Beanie's a good dude, man.
Beanie's a good dude. Tremendous.
Yeah. All right. Well, really, really good stuff. I feel like we got a lot to get into today. I really do. We have a lot that we got to get into today. I have a sell that I feel so strongly about that I might just go into the buyer sell early. There's
this
a sell.
Unprecedented,
I
Bob. This is unprecedented.
No, I know. Well, before anything, we do want to let you know that the Brilliantly Numb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Mood. Cannabis should be accessible, affordable, convenient, and transparent. But most importantly, Mood believes in supporting American farmers who make this all possible. A lot of people don't realize, but hemp-derived cannabis products, things like THC gummies, edibles, pre-rolls, flower, and more, are still completely legal to buy online, and Mood makes it incredibly easy. And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood. Incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com. Say it with me, fellas.
Mood.com.
Promo code DUMB, D-U-M-B. Get Mood today.
Good for Mood. Mikey, yeah, I saw that you, Mikey, did a shout-out post to Mood as well, Mr. James Bola.
This guy doesn't know what end is up. He just doesn't. Whoa! He left you on red. He left me on red.
With all due respect, he did respond to me at least once. He told me that he would come on the pod.
This guy thinks he collects like the coolest W, like because the guy responded. At the end of the day, you and I ended up in the same fucking position. We ended up in the same spot. So what's the fucking difference, Joe?
I might have upset.
He responded to you because you were like, congrats on 200K. And the guy hadn't hit 200K and he was having a panic attack as to why he wasn't at 200K.
I told him that we were big fans and he said he would come on the pod.
Yeah, he's a liar. I don't think he wants to come on the pod. The same as he went on the diet, and the diet lasted. I'm just saying. Bob, but you're a guy that values, you're a guy that values doing something and sticking to it. Yeah. Are you not? Are you not? You are.
I'd love to say the same for myself, but unfortunately, that's not always.
I'm not even talking about diet in anything that we do.
Don't come at the diet.
I'm not coming at the diet in terms of his weight. I'm coming at the diet like I wanted to see him go through with it. I thought he was on a good path. He had lost weight the first 2 weeks. I thought he was doing good. Now it's all out the window.
Business deals with these restaurants, man. They just keep coming out of
dangerous.
The woodwork.
It's dangerous business.
I agree that, but you know what? I'll tell you what, Bob. You really want to piss off Mikey, you just leave him on red. That is the way to get him really pissed off, man. Because this guy's got a vendetta. Mood is our guy, man.
He's not our guy. If he was our guy, he'd be on the show.
Well, I know, but maybe I pissed him off by just calling him Mood. I mean,
listen, I think that could have been something to do with it.
That could have.
I addressed him as Mr. James Bola in the video. I did. I gave his full government. I gave him a lot of respect.
That's the other end of the extreme there. I mean, I don't know. I feel like he refers to himself as Mood. Like, I don't know what's wrong with that.
I don't think he refers to himself as Mood.
He literally goes, Mood.
That's his catchphrase, though. Think about it. That's his like bangarang Rufio.
It's a term of endearment, and I was showing him love. Like, it wasn't like I was.
No, you were.
I asked him to come on our podcast. It wasn't like I was like trashing him.
I think the only guy that like we've kept asking something like this is like Dana. Like, this Mood is like my Dana.
Now, Bob, if Bob messages Mood and he doesn't respond to him, then it's done. It's dead. Because if he sees that 1.8 million bopper or whatever it is with that big old blue check mark come into his DMs, you got to think Mood's going to answer the call when Bobby Boy comes.
Mood hit a million on TikTok.
I saw that he had some celebrations. The one in the bed.
Oh. Yeah, the bed videos have to stop. The bed video, I draw the line at the bed videos. The bed videos are uncomfortable. They're very uncomfortable.
You just don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know, and it's scary.
You can make a living through TikTok. It's easier now more than ever. Like,
How?
Because if you have a niche on TikTok, like if there's something that you do, like, you could end up making a career off of TikTok. I don't want to say easily, but more easily than ever.
The niche. But I will say TikTok sent me, like, these messages that they'll pay you for their videos. I just never set it up. I'm always weary about that. But I bet you someone like Mood's probably collected some fucking checks.
You know my theory.
At a milli popper? What's your theory?
My theory is that if you accept the program, I think the algorithm bangs you. I think they make it harder for you to get your videos out there. I don't know that for a fact.
Why would they offer you to do something just to bang you?
Well, because they make money off of it too. Like, they get a certain cut off of it too, but they make it harder. They're not just giving out that money. Like, you have to really go out. It's harder for your videos to get recommended, in my opinion. That's
really?
I wouldn't do it for Twitter. I wouldn't do it for Instagram. Maybe TikTok would be the only thing I would do it for.
I'm weary of that shit, so I never did it. But, like, you would think if they're making money off of it, they would want the views to be coming in so that they would be making money.
Yeah, I just think they make it harder. I do. That's what I've always – I could be wrong. That's just the way I've always thought.
Well, going back to this, I do think we deserve one last stab at it. I think Bob sends a DM. And listen, if at that point Moo doesn't answer the bell, then Mikey, I think we can officially say that we're done.
Move on to Jake Paul. From there,
like, by the way, Jake Paul sharing your what a full circle moment that was from Mikey, who used to rip that guy's heart out every time he was fighting, to now the guy sharing his story is just a full circle moment.
I had questions, I think, but I think that's a fair thing to say.
Would you say now that you have respect and admiration for Jake Paul?
Oh yeah,
great guy.
Oh, let me tell you, man. There's nobody quite can be bought like these three guys right here.
Oh, you said all three? All right.
Oh, my God. We could be so out on someone, they show us a little love on social media, and they are right back in the good graces, man.
Yeah.
I put my heart on the line for Jake Paul's brand, dude. I did. I did put my heart on the line, dude. Got the kids involved, everything. I mean, you know, it was an all-in type situation with them.
It was. We saw the video before it had the audio on it. And we were just like dying. And we're like, the black and white is just the greatest.
Oh, Bone showed you?
Yeah.
I like getting that shit hot off the press before the audio.
Yeah, Bob loves the previews, man. He loves a good preview. Man,
I do. Yeah. But again, I mean, look, you get great. If I'm starting a brand, if I'm starting a business, I'm passing the ball to Mikey. I am. I just think I don't want to say the value that you can get, but like whatever you give him, he's going to give 1,000% into it.
Yeah, he's a pit bull. He's going to keep giving it. I mean, I don't know now, like, I mean, if Jake Paul's handing the rock to somebody with, you know, like you, Bob, I mean, you're going to get more views. But Mikey is going to, like, I will say this about Mikey. He's going to give his heart and soul to whatever he does. I respect the hell out of that. So the thing that's just hysterical is that, like, Mikey used to dog this guy, like, big time. But now, hey, you know what?
But if he came on, I got to tell you the truth, I would tell him. Face to face, I'd be like, look, I called
you. Would you?
100%. 100%. Because if he's on, he's on. Like, once he's on, he's on. Like, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, he's on. I would say it the way I'm going to say it is, I would say, listen, I was tired of watching you box non-boxers. And then when you fought Anthony Joshua, I thought you were insane. I thought it was like something crazy. And then, you know, good for you. That's what blew up my respect for him.
Who did he fight first? Nate Robinson?
Yeah.
But that guy's an athlete. It's not like he's a fucking, scrub off the street.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, speaking of Bob Menery, was fighting against Manziel. Like, it shows, like, if you're an athlete, you're an athlete. You're gonna beat the shit out of just a regular, like, if they put me in a ring, man, it would be terrible. I would get my ass kicked.
If they put you in the ring,
what's your number? Like, what's your number to get in with somebody? Like, what would they have?
Depends on who it is. If I don't like the person.
If you had to fight Anthony Joshua, what would your number be?
No, I would want to see Joe fight. Like, look, I could rattle off.
Manziel would be interesting against Joe.
I like Manziel, though. I wouldn't want to fight him. I would fight someone like, I don't even know.
All right. Go ahead. What if the Hater series turned into boxing? Like, what if you give Gage the gloves?
Nobody wants to watch Gage. Like, it's got to be a name that someone wants to see. Like, it's got to be like a public figure. You know what I mean? Like, so it can't just be some run-of-the-mill fucking country bumpkin like Gage. It's got to be someone who's actually got like, well, no, but it's true. Like, it's got to be like people want to watch fights. It's like where they know who the person is. Like, so they know the buildup. They know.
I think people would pay to see the Doggett DeMar fight, the Denton Doggett or Denton Doggett, whatever.
Let me tell you something, man. After that video releases, I do think a lot of people will want to see that. And
that's,
I am.
That's still not out yet, the Doggett episode?
We just filmed it.
Yeah, no, we just filmed it not long ago. Don't let Jet see this. He'll fucking come at your throat. Right.
Sorry.
I will say,
talking to Jet is like navigating a fucking landmine field, dude. Like, you got to watch everything. Like, I'm so cautious. Like, I'm very cautious with Jet.
Sky, you don't want to be on the bad graces.
No, you don't, dude. But it's like walking on eggshells.
In Nantucket. He's going to come out for 2 nights.
Don't think he's going, Bob. I just don't see a world. Bob, it's not an easy place to fly into. You got to fly into Boston, and then you got to go from Boston. You got to fly on a small little plane. Like, and for 2 days, like, here's the deal. It just depends on the lead up, what kind of jet you're getting to. If he's pissed off the 1 or 2 weeks leading up to the trip, good luck. There's no chance.
Yeah, I don't think – I'd like to think you're right as far as, like, getting there, but he's mentioned it enough times where I do think he's coming, and I think he would come with – you know, credit to Jet. Jet can get after it. Like, Jet, when you start drinking, he'll go. Like, he'll have a fucking time. I mean, you guys saw – you said he was fucking bombed at Fort Charles.
He was in another what, galaxy.
Like a sloppy bombed?
I wouldn't say sloppy, right? No, Joe? But sloppy.
I think he was at like the perfect equilibrium where
he was tuned up nice.
But it was like at the point where it's like if he keeps going, he's gonna fall down the precipice. Like he was right at that peak that you need to be at. But I think what you should do, Bob, to solidify it is you book a round of golf or something with him. You get a tee time or you get something so it's on the books.
Concrete.
Yes. Yeah. If that's the case, then I think you have a lot more chance because he's not like a guy who's going
to
bail.
Is he a bailer? I was just about to ask that. He doesn't strike me as a bailer. If he says yes and commits,
he says he's going to do something, he will normally do it.
I would say, I would think
if
so.
If there's nothing on the books, if they're just like kind of running around the middle of the town drinking, he's more likely just to say, I'm not coming than if they have like something set up and booked and he knows Bob's gone out of his way to set something up. I will say that.
Yeah, something like an out of the way, but like a everyday like golf thing, like he'll bail all the time for that. But that's fine. Work-wise, as solid as they come. I think he'll be in Nantucket. I think he knows how excited we are to have him. You know, we got an Airbnb with Jet in mind, in consideration. I think he'll have a lot of fun. I think he needs that release. But when Jet wants to go for it, He can go. He's a lot of fun to go out drinking with.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, NFL schedule has dropped. World Cup starts this week. MLB in full swing. That's why our friends over at SeatGeek have proudly sponsored yet another episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. The number one rated ticketing app, 35 million downloads, over 70,000 listed live events from sports, special events, concerts, anything and everything is at your fingertips when it comes to SeatGeek. You use the app, you plug in your location, and everything just becomes available to you. Shows you the chart, all the seats, gives you the green light to go, the red light to take another look and see if you could find a better option. Of course, we have a code for you guys. As always, you could use code DUMB10, that's DUMB10, for 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10. Thanks to our friends over at SeatGeek. I have a bone to pick with Bob this week. I'm a little upset. Yeah. I'm a little upset.
What happened?
Well, Penix to Metcalf predicts the Garrett to the Rams trade, and it's fucking crickets. Crickets on the wire. If I had gotten that wrong, I would have got fricasseed once again. Penix to Metcalf stinks, this, that, and the other thing. I would have got absolutely buried. Nothing.
So hold on.
Crickets.
Mikey did put it out before I saw Schefter announce it. I will be honest.
Yes, I did. And by the way, I texted Schefter and said, I got this one. Yeah.
Sure did.
Wait, did he respond?
Not a single fucking word from him, man.
Oh, we got to ask Schefter.
Not a single word. And look, I'm not trying to bring down the guy, but I mean, throw me a fucking bone.
Bob, you got
to
message Schefter. This is huge.
You messaged Schefter?
I sure did, Bob.
What did you say?
I said, Adam, I was on this one and sent him the tweet with the timestamp. I said, I was on it. That's a respect. Oh, what's the problem? What's the problem?
Mikey, but, now you're never going to work in that town.
Yeah, Joe, I don't care. I was never going to work in that town. I was never going to get put on ESPN as the NFL insider. It's never going to happen.
Mikey shot himself in the foot.
I didn't shoot shit.
I saw you going at it with somebody, and I did kind of agree with them to a degree. No, no, come on. Let me say it.
I'm not saying anything.
Okay. Oh, man, I got to hear this.
So what you tweeted was not I'm hearing Myles Garrett.
Whoa, what?
What you tweeted was not Myles Garrett is going to the Rams. You said it would be pretty cool if Myles Garrett went to the Rams.
I didn't say that. I said, imagine if Myles Garrett gets traded to the Rams, and I did it literally 10 hours before the trade happened.
Okay. So that to me is not, that's the rumor. That's, I'm going to put this out there. I don't feel
not like breaking strong. News.
Yeah. Like,
because every time I put out breaking news, everyone breaks my fucking balls about it.
But this you one, you would have had revenge on the entire world.
Yeah, that's part of the business. Now, Mikey, it is cool that you had that, for sure. I don't want to take that away from you, so to get that. But you can't sit there and say that that's a stone-cold, you know, lock that Myles Garrett is going to the Rams. You said, imagine if.
But
in order to not.
My thing is like, oh, so you're, so like, I picked just a random player and the right team. Like, I would say like that's, to be fair.
Sure, it's good for sure.
Yeah. I'm really disappointed in Schefter. Very disappointed.
Oh,
especially after the Tyreek Hill thing when he gave me news that he had already tweeted out. Yeah. Yeah. Like, come on. Throw me a bone at him.
Mikey Schefter would last fucking half a round. Mikey would squash him like a bug.
I wouldn't do that to him. He's got a family.
Who's his main guy, his arch rival that he goes against?
Rapoport.
So now it looks like Mikey's in the Rapoport camp.
No, I'm not. I had it before Rapoport as well.
Now, the real question here is, do we have a new inside source?
Well, this guy was spot on, man. This guy was like, my buddy is on the plane with Myles Garrett to LA right now to sign the contract. How sick is that?
You should have done the breaking news, dude.
I know, but you know what? Every time I do breaking news, everyone breaks balls.
Yeah, but you would have fucked
it. I guess it is part of the business, but I did say Penix to Metcalf. It was a Penix to Metcalf. That's part of the Penix to Metcalf business.
You're better than that. You're above that.
You know, I can't win for nothing, dude. I just can't win for nothing, though.
Mike, you got to commit to your source. You're letting
I committed.
No, you didn't commit. It's
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, if you went out and was like, that's happening, then I'd be like, yeah, you got it. Like,
oh,
yeah.
you would have owned the inside source.
Maybe I'll get the next one again and go on a heater.
Hey, Mike, you're only as good as the next one.
That's exactly right, Bob. This inside source
is what you say it to be.
You're only as good as your next scoop. You're only as good as your next scoop. And by the way,
can we see what you sent to Shep? What exactly did you say to him?
I'll tell you right now. I'll find it right now.
God, dude. It also doesn't help that he's a Michigan guy.
I sent him the screenshot of the tweet with the timestamp, and I go, my first official win. That's what I said to him. Zero response. I know the guy's busy. It's a busy season, so I'll let it go.
Does it say red?
There is no red. He's smarter than that. Yeah, he don't have the red. He's a delivered guy only. You're only getting delivery on Schefter. You're not getting red.
Yeah. I think Schefter's good.
What happened?
No, I'm saying like it's definitely good. I don't want to take that away from
you. That's fine. I see what you're saying. I phrased it like that only because like I was tired of just doing breaking news, breaking. Because every time I do breaking, everyone freaks out about it. But I do see what you're saying. By the way, while I got that scoop, I was wearing Quince, which happens to be the next sponsor for the Brilliantly Dumb Show, is our friends over at Quince. Summer always changes how I get dressed. I want pieces, nice pieces, super nice pieces, that feel lighter and more breathable, things that are easy but still put together. If you want to look nice but you still want to be comfortable, you want to get clothes that work for any occasion at any time, that's where Quince comes in. Quince, European linen. Now, a guy who loves European linen is that guy in the red hat, is Joseph D. He knows a thing or two about European linen. Pants and shirts, Perfect warm weather upgrade to add to your rotation, starting only $34. So don't talk to me about affordability. Anybody can get after that. Okay? So elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/dumb for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Joseph's native Canada as well.
Wow.
That's quince.com/dumb for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/dumb.
The Schefter thing, I need him to respond, Bob. We need to see if, like, or at least get some response. I think we can.
No, let it go. Just let it go.
I don't think, Bob,
just let it go, man. Come on. I don't want to get into a whole thing with Schefter. He's a nice guy. I appreciate him.
Yo, Mikey, you could put your foot in the fucking door.
I don't want to. But that's the whole thing. Like, it was more of like, it's supposed to be like a funny, like a joke kind of thing. I'm not trying to put my foot in the door. I'm really not. That's not what the goal is here. That's not my goal, is to become an NFL insider.
That's a big foot in a big door.
I do think it's funny. I think it's funny. That's all.
But Mikey, you know, that would have, by the way, it is a really, I, again, not to diminish the fact that you called out the fact that he was going to get traded to the team is great. If you had just put breaking news, it would have been generational.
Oh, yeah.
I would love Mikey to get like the logo of Breaking Bad, but instead it'd be Breaking News with Mikey B.
And a lab
coat. Oh yeah, Mikey with the, because he had the bolt. They have the bald heads.
Could be a whole session in Bob HQ.
Breaking News with Mikey V.
Yeah. Now I will say, in regards to Mikey V, I said to him yesterday, if he doesn't fully commit to Jupiter by the end of football season, then I did something wrong, because the setup we got coming, man, this TV that we got, there's only
Bob. I hear you, but like I can't just
got a family.
Yeah, I can't just commit because of a television. Like I think Bob HQ is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I couldn't tell you that enough times.
Yeah, no, I meant that as like a positive thing. I didn't mean it as like a you better fuck it.
Get
I meant
your like, fucking ass over here.
I meant it as like get excited. I
said to Bob, if I'm not in Jupiter as a resident by 2029, I think something went seriously wrong. I think something went seriously wrong. So
I agree.
Like, again,
2028, man.
I'm telling you,
we're trying, baby.
As if it's going away tomorrow. I really do.
By the way, shout out to all the listeners and the faithful. Last week's episode, number one ranked out of our last 10 on YouTube, and that's all because of you guys. Unbelievable. We're going to stay on this trajectory, but we cannot do it without you guys. So shout out to all the listeners. You guys are unfucking believable. Whatever you're doing, comments, engagement, subscribing, liking, sharing, whatever it is, unreal, man. Thank you.
Did we do a Breezy box, Bob, for someone? Is that what we did last week?
I think that was 2 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago. We can do
shows. I mean,
we're cooking with gas right now, man. It's pretty fucking fun to watch.
Fucking do it.
A Breezy boxes episode?
I think people deserve a Breezy box.
Let's go.
What do they got to do to get that Breezy box, Bob? Tell them.
Yeah, so you got to comment, you got to like, and you got to subscribe. Comment, like, and subscribe. EA and Lambs are going to pick a random winner, as always, to get that Breezy box. Share it to your friends to have it. Share it to their friends and their friends. Before we get into the buy or sell, the fighter jet went down.
Yo, this needs to be discussed. Now, Bob, Joe, and I have already had a slight conversation about it, but I'll let Bob take it away. This is unbelievable.
So with the fighter jet, to be honest with you, it was one of those things where I just said yes. Like, I was just like, all right, like, I'm in. We talked about it. I didn't start really thinking about it till you guys kind of put the fear of God in me. Like, no, I'm serious. Like, when I saw you guys react, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, actually, like, maybe, you know, maybe this is a problem. Like, you know, D-Man's been fucking bungee jumping off the Swiss Alps and fucking. I saw him with the fighter jet. He's like, holy shit. You know, like,
bungee jumping off the Swiss Alps.
He's not wrong.
Bro, like, oh my God, we might have problems. Apparently, Arby's called Dale Earnhardt Jr., one of their reps. He wouldn't do it. He's got a family. Like,
wait. Time out. Arby's called a professional NASCAR driver who drives 300 miles an hour around a fucking track, and he said he wouldn't do it because he has a family?
Something along those lines, yes. Oh, and he could not get any of their representatives to do it. And he, in comes me. When I walked into this thing and I saw this...
The hangar. Yeah.
That's when it hit me. It's like, what the fuck did you do? Like, what... What did you do? There's a button for a bomb, which granted there's not.
Oh my God.
The pilot gets there and they said to me, they're like, look, you know, personality wise, he's not like, she said, I'll put it to you this way. If there's a guy whose life, if my life was in somebody's hands, this is the pilot you want. So I was like, all right, that's good. This guy was no bullshit. Had absolutely no time for my shit. And it made me even more nervous. Like, granted, it's good that he meant all business, but the first thing he did, you know, I tried cracking a couple jokes just to get us going. Nothing.
Nothing.
Man. He goes to do the barrel roll and he fucking says, so you're like this. And you're on a metal seat. The reason they can't have a cushion is because the eject. If you got eject, there can't be a cushion. Because
it'll set on fire.
Who the fuck knows?
Your ass is so uncomfortable. Joe knows. But as he turned, I'm squeezing my body so hard, my leg shot up. it was horrible. It was horrible.
But the end of the story, you did not spill any of it. You kept it all together.
No, and I will give his name was Howard. I will give Howard a lot of credit. Once we were up, it was like that's when he was in his comfort zone. Okay. So it got a lot of fun. Then he started playing into it a little bit. He acted like he was going to land and then fucking shot us up.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
I was just talking with Bob.
Yeah, like a fucking cat with a mouse just playing with it.
Dude,
Bob's going to be in the next sequel of Top Gun, dude. Yeah. Bobby Maverick.
It was also hard to do the ad because you have the tower talking to you the whole time. So I'm doing the ad, but I could hear the tower talking to me. The whole thing, I mean, shout out Arby's for, because now that once that I was down, I was like, okay, I'm always going to have that. Leading up to it. And I'm in the back, and they're like, all right, can you take the bag? Can you smile? Take this. And I'm like, I'm freaking out. So I'm like doing what they're telling me to do, but I'm a wreck. It is so hot in there. It is so, you're dripping sweat. Oh. It was a fucking grind, bro.
You know, Bob,
Go ahead, Joe, sorry.
I was going to say, Bob's got to be in like the top, like what, 1 to 3 percentile of the entire universe who's actually been in one of those planes.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's got to be like, they don't just let civilians go into fucking fighter jets, dude. So like, you got to think like how many people have been like trained pilots. And then like, you got Bob in the list.
How relieved were you when you finally came back to the ground and landed? Like, were you dude, just like, was it like.
Arby's team was there and they were clapping and I came out and I held up the Arby's bag. Like I just won the
fucking sick. That's fucking sick. I mean, fat as fuck, but that is so sick. That is a sick image. Bob on the tarmac with a fucking fast food bag. I mean, it is apropos. I mean, that is unreal.
We are living in a simulation.
Yes, 100%.
Eating a cheesesteak in a fighter jet, dude.
Dude, what?
And then best part, FP like recommended me to this little. It was like, it's the deal is amazing. Me and Joe took it to Tampa. You could take it to Tampa and back. It's like a little charter plane. It's like a little private plane. It's like $2,500. But to me, rather than drive back, I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna do it. So it's a private thing and it's a small plane. I went from the fighter jet. I walked over to the front desk of the same place.
I will say this, Bob. The bag that Arby's had to have sent you to do this had to be generational, Michael. It has to be.
The bag that he had holding up at the end was actually the bag that Arby's had given him for the fucking flight, dude.
I just can imagine him, Bob. Bob looked like the Statue of Liberty, but instead of the fucking the thing, he's holding the Arby's cheesesteak up in the air. Unbelievable. You know what?
I hope I wasn't too hard on Howard, because once we got up there, he was really, really good. And he said, you're doing great, Bob. But like, He did not help leading into it. It was that eject seat. It's the scariest because you have to like squeeze it and your legs are there. So like, bro, if you.
Now, I don't think I'd physically fit in it.
No.
Right?
I don't think you would, Mikey. Yeah. Honestly.
I don't think I would either.
You are not built for a fighter jet.
Not from what Bob is describing.
But also, too, he was telling me that like he would need some things to me. Like I had to close the fucking canopy. Like I had to close it. I would never do it again.
Well, that's something I think you only do once and you say I did.
I don't see them running it back.
Never know,
I think I did okay once we were up there, and then the barrel roll, I was screaming. So the tower has to just hear me going, Howard!
Did you ever see Howard Stern Howard Stern movie Private Parts? Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't. Oh, no.
Where the girl sits on the speaker and Howard's like blowing into the microphone while she's calling in, and she's like, Howard! That's exactly what I'm envisioning Bob doing on the barrel roll. That is unfucking real.
Yeah, I can't believe I did it. I can't. And then I showed the pilots that I had that got me home. I was like, yeah, I just did this. And they looked at each other and
were like, Bob, I'm telling you, that's not a normal thing to do. I'm going to go on Arby's. We're going to fly a fighter jet and I'm going to eat a cheesesteak.
The fact that Dale Earnhardt wouldn't go in the fighter jet is the sickest fucking.
I know.
Isn't he one of the most recognized NASCAR
and
drivers?
And the guy fucking literally, he enters the danger zone every time he performs. This is one of the most dangerous fucking things you could do, drive a car 200 miles an hour.
Like if you asked me, okay, you could ride in the passenger seat of an actual NASCAR race with Dale Earnhardt or go in the fighter jet, I think I would take the fighter jet.
Well, they do say that you're more likely to get in a car crash that leads to death than a plane crash. So
yeah, and especially with NASCAR when they
these guys when they wreck, it's fucking terrifying.
Yeah,
fucking terrifying.
Horrible.
I don't know how they do it. Shout out Paul Swan.
Shout out Paul Swan. Yeah. But yeah, so that'll be really, really interesting when it comes out. But what a stupid thing to not. I'm telling you, it didn't hit me until you guys looked at me and were like, what the fuck are you doing?
I can't believe you said yes so quickly without thinking about it.
I know.
Like, normally you're pretty calculated.
That figure,
like,
Joseph, that figure can blind you, dog. That'd be good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
generational.
If you saw me going up that ladder, he was looking at me like I was so scared of the ladder. Like it was just getting into the plane.
I would love to have a video of him climbing up the ladder, dude.
They gotta have that footage.
Gotta be unbelievable.
They do. There's footage. Yeah, there's everything. It is. Can you imagine that eject button though? Like not like.
Well, had told me that you told him that the eject button was in front of you, and we were wondering, I remember, like, the last episode, but that does make sense, because if the pilot becomes compromised in any way, shape, or form, like, you're fucked if you don't have access to the ejector button, so it does make sense that you have access to it.
Correct.
Scary as shit, but...
And then the thought of, if I eject myself, I'm ejecting Howard, too. It's not just me. We're both fucking flying.
And the fact that he said he'll see... You don't want to see him if you get down there. That is something.
Ejector, also, too, you don't know if there's a malfunction if the parachute goes out.
Yeah,
So
they had you, like, strapped in a parachute as well? Did they give you, like, instructions on how to work that as well?
It was no joke.
Did they show you, like, you got to pull this if, God forbid, this they did?
And bro, it was horrible. Like,
Bobby shoots.
He's running through it. He's like, I'm going to ask you for the altitude for this. I'm like, bro, I don't know what the fuck that. Like, have you seen Ass Bob? Like, I got no idea. I'm the last guy you want here.
Oh.
It was so
have
scary.
You seen Ass Bob?
And then they go to suit us up. So we go in, like, the Top Gun ship at the locker room. I turned around. I said, Howard, let me ask. Because apparently the Russians trained him. Like, the Russians trained him, and I said, Howard, let me ask you, like, did you, like, take this thing to war? And he looked at me, he's like, I don't kill people, I'm a doctor. And I'm like, what? Like, you're a doctor? He's like, yeah, I'm a doctor. I was like, oh, he's like, I don't kill people, I save lives. I'm like, all right, dude, fuck. Like, what?
My bad, Howard.
Yeah. My bad. And then the pilots and everybody there, they felt for me, because they saw these conversations going on, and they know... they know that he's all business, and they watched me fail and fail and fail and how nervous I was.
Bob, did you go up to the Arby's person and be like, you're not paying me enough for this?
Yeah. I looked at him, you're not paying me enough for this shit. And I closed the canopy.
Pretty good.
All right, let's go on into the buy or sell. Buy or sell. I have such a strong sell, bro. From watching the game last night, I felt so strongly about this. Me and Jet talk about this a lot. The NBA give foul. When a team has a foul to give, and I watched it happen, and I texted Jet, and I said, here it comes. 24 seconds left. The Spurs have a foul to give, and just because they have a foul to give, when it gets down to 17 seconds, they take the foul. So now the Knicks are in the bonus on the next foul. I understand it. If you wait till it gets down to 4 seconds, maybe 5 seconds, and then you want a foul, fine. Because then they got to inbound it. Then it makes it tougher. I don't mind that. But these teams, just because they have a foul to give, will use it. It gets down to 17 seconds. Mm-hmm. They foul them, so now the Knicks are in the bonus. The Spurs get the ball back. Wemby turns it over and fouls, and Jalen Brunson's on the line. You don't have to take your give foul, and if you do take it, wait until it gets down to 5 seconds to take it. Giving it down to 17 seconds makes no difference. Though also, if they went into overtime, it adds a foul to your best players that are out there. They'll do it before the first half. I've seen them do it to a guy like where Wembanyama has one foul. He does the take foul before the end of the first half, and now he's got two fouls. Like, I just don't understand it. I don't get it. And I watched it unfold yesterday, and then Brunson's blind.
That was crazy, that turnover too. That was insane. But I think that makes sense. Even if you like wait and hold onto it, you foul a guy as he's driving to the lane. As long as he's not going up, they can't get the free throws, and then they got to stop the play. And then all of a sudden, if you wait, like you said, up until late in the shot clock, then they got to drop a play. And if the team doesn't have a timeout, then it kind of makes things kind of a little bit more difficult. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I think what a coach would say was like, you know, if you wait till the end, you have the opportunity of fouling them while they're shooting, like you were saying, Joe. But you got to know when they're shooting or not. Like, it's easy to give the take foul without, rather than put yourself in the bonus with 17 seconds left. And then even in that possession, any type of foul, they're on the line. So it worked out where the Spurs got it back, but then they turned it over. I just don't get it. It's mind-boggling to me. Obviously, I had the Spurs last night, as you can tell by the.
Yeah, we're talking about game two because now game three will be over already by the time this comes out. But, I mean, Knicks, look, man, this is a generational run for the Knicks. I mean, like, this is not like, oh, a team is going through the playoffs and they're on their way to maybe win an NBA title. Like, this team is just fucking, like, it makes no sense. Like, it makes no sense. This run that they're on, they can't lose. I mean, it's crazy. They may be up 2-1, but they're certainly be at the worst up 2-1 or 3-0 at this point. But I mean, it's absolutely insane. It's insane.
Everybody's playing their part to a T. Like Karl Anthony Towns looked insane last night. You have Anunoby who's fucking just dominating Wembanyama. Then you got Brunson, who is just, I mean, the guy's unbelievable. But then you have Mikal Bridges. You have
They're deep.
Shamit's hidden threes. You have McBride off the bench. Like all these guys, they're just all contributing. Yeah. And they're playing. They're good. Josh Hart, friend of the program, by the way, just diving for balls. Like I told Bob, it's like it almost looks like they want it more than everyone else. Like they're just gritty, scrappy. They go down. They don't stop.
They gelled. They're like just a great team. They just are great team basketball. Like, and they're deep. It's not just the starting five. Like you said, Joe, they got guys coming off the bench. They're deep and they look like they've gelled and they look like right now they look like a runaway freight train. Not that they're blowing the Spurs out, but no one even expected them to win. Like everyone said, whoever wins Spurs Thunder, that's it. That's it. Like they signed it, stamped it. That's the winner in the NBA title. So the Knicks, but for the Knicks to just take two in San Antonio, back to back in San Antonio, it's fucking crazy.
Madison Square Garden again. Game three already happened, so it's we're doing it. Maybe even, oh no, game three.
Game three. Yeah,
that
three,
place yeah. is going to be a fucking.
Get in price now is $9,000. $9,000. Get it.
Worst ticket?
Yes. $9,000. Get in on StubHub.
That's absurd, man.
Somebody had a, what's the promo code for the Brilliantly Dumb Show? SeatGeek?
That's dumb. D U M B.
Yeah, somebody put up a picture of the tickets, and they're like, use promo code dumb, and then they showed the ticket mass.
$9,000. You're gonna save 900.
I think it's cap though. I don't know if that's the case.
Nah, maybe not.
I don't know. Have to ask SeatGeek.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah,
900.
Let's go to the D man. The D man.
I'll go quick. I have kind of a sell, but also a buy. On the sell, while we're talking about the Knicks, the fact that these people are climbing, you know, ambulances and like just stop, man.
The riot,
the people who are trying to cause damage to the city. Listen, I understand the Knicks haven't won since the 70s. I understand that this team has been longing for a championship for any team. Since I think what their last thing that they would have won would have been the Rangers winning the Stanley Cup.
Yankees World Series.
Oh, Yankees yeah. World Series. But like, it's been a while since they've won anything in New York.
Yes.
So I understand that people are going crazy, but like, there's just no need to, especially you haven't won it. Like game one, they won and they're going off like they've won it. It's just, you don't need to be, you know, damaging fucking, you know, ambulances and vehicles. And it's just, there's no need. And I'll say people be like, oh, there's a guy from Vancouver talking who they rioted two times. By the way, I was so worried when Vancouver was in the Stanley Cup Finals last time in 2010, 2011. I didn't even go downtown to watch the game because I knew that, like, if they lost, it was going to be bad. And there's people who are just looking to just go off. And I think those people are not true, like, sports fans. They're just there to watch the city burn. And there's always a little bad
I never understood the riot celebration. I just never, I just don't understand it. I don't get it. Like, it's not, I just don't get it. I'll never understand it.
It doesn't make sense, man. On the flip side, my buy, really good, Michael. We went when we were on our road trip. Waffle House, man. God, man. Now, people always show the Waffle House fights and like how it's crazy. I will say this, and I'll stand here and I will say straight up, the service we had was fucking outstanding. Like, we went in there, we sat at the bar, but me and Bob, and like the lady could not have been nicer. When she wasn't waiting on us, there were people walking by checking to see if we needed coffee refills, if we needed any, like this, they were so nice. And the food was freaking awesome. I got a pecan waffle.
How was that waffle?
Oh my God. It was amazing. I just don't think that they get it. I know that a lot of people talk about it, but like I thought it would be, Oh no, shit. I can't
pull the plug. Shit. I can back him up. I mean, it really is. He's not lying. It is the real. I was excited for him to try it because, you know, I had gone there once. The waffle itself is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what I would.
I thought it was going to be like just Denny's.
Get a shitload of waffles.
It's so much better than Denny's, man.
Yeah.
It's legit.
Yeah.
That's my buy.
Totally agree, Pete. Plus, they do like the way you can get the home fries, you can get them like with cheese in them. I forget what they call it. They do a really good job, man. And the butter and the waffle, it's not like one of those thick waffles. It's like
it's thin.
Thin, big waffle. Yeah. And it hits.
Have you never had it, Michael?
I never had it. I've seen it. I've seen the waffles. The waffles look tremendous. I like the thin waffle. I like a thinner. I don't like the Belgian thick waffle is...
No, this was not.
The consistency is always a little dry to me on a Belgian waffle unless you load it up with syrup and butter.
It was
the
good.
The thinner it is, I think the better off it is.
So the pecan too, man. Oh, my God. It was so good.
Yeah, I'd like to try that.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, really good. I respect the buy because I'm all in on waffles. They set it up, too, where, like, the service staff is right there. Even if you're in one of those tables – they like don't block it off. Like they're right there. So they just come over you and they keep it fucking moving. Like it's quick. Let's head over to Mikey V. Mikey V, buy or sell.
Yeah, I'm selling this week. I talked about it a little on Twitter. It is a cult culture. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. These people with the Jeep Wranglers with the rubber ducks on the dashboard. I've seen these now. I see them all over the place. And from what I understand, they glue the duck onto the like, it's not just they leave it freestanding. They like glue the duck on there so it doesn't move when they make turns. I mean, you talk about just the most ridiculous looking shit I've ever seen. And these Jeep people, you don't want to go with the Jeep people. They're a dangerous cult to mess with. They're very diehard about their vehicles. But I think the Jeep Wrangler culture in general is just, it's so, we get it. We get it. You drive the Jeep Wrangler. You have the weird colors on there, the tire accessories, but now rubber ducks. I mean, what the fuck is going on? I saw a car the other day, Bob, and it had to have 100 ducks on the dashboard.
The one you posted?
Oh, it's ridiculous, man. It's just fucking ridiculous.
What's the deal with the ducks?
Apparently, it's called this thing. It started in Canada, apparently. I don't know. Ontario, though. Vancouver is safe, but Ontario, Canada. They call it duck Jeep, and like they share, like another Wrangler driver will exchange a fucking duck. With
is
the other,
that
that's what I, from my understanding, that's what
did
I've
they
heard.
Get them from Jeep itself.
I couldn't tell you. But I will tell you this: it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous, man. Whatever.
I bought Schefter drives a Jeep. Mike is just double banging him.
If he's got ducks on his dashboard, I would double bang him because that's absurd.
Dude, Mikey texting Schefter, it's the greatest shit of all time.
I would love to hear Schefter's side of this whole thing, man.
I mean, there is no side. He got the text message. He didn't respond to it. That's it.
A lot of people leaving Mikey on red, man.
Yeah, well, it's fine.
One of my favorite moments on the Brilliant Up show was Schefter being like, you know what? I'll give you something. Yeah. Tyreek Hill will be a captain.
Won't be a captain.
Oh, yeah. And then Mikey's like, all right. And then he tweets it mid-show. We come out, and he already tweeted it.
You want to talk about a cutthroat business? That's a cutthroat business, man.
Yeah.
That's a cutthroat business. There's no friends in that business, I guess. None whatsoever.
I would love to. I mean, we had Adam on, so maybe, you know, that was definitely the time to do it. But, like, bro, Schefter gets paid millions of dollars. Like, the behind the scenes of that, I would be very, very curious about. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'd love like a you know, documentary on how that works.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool to watch.
Lots of documentary starts, and it's like Mikey comes in. He's like, it's tough business, man. Like, you know, like right.
Me sitting in like a leather armchair just in the middle of a fucking room with no lights on, just saying it's a tough business.
I couldn't tell you how many nights I had to go up against Rappaport for that lead story.
tough to stay on top of things, man.
Good for you with your new inside source. So this guy.
Yeah, no, this guy, obviously now he's got a track record. Good stuff.
Yeah, I'd love to know. I know we can't reveal the source, but
it's not like it's not a celebrity or anybody. If it was, you know, it was an only sub, actually. So shout out the only sub. That's correct. The brotherhood.
Okay, is that why you weren't fully confident in putting?
I thought this was a guy who was entrenched in the business.
No, you get a cold DM, and you know you do with it what you will.
DM,
he's a trusted member of the brotherhood. He's an only sub. You know, Joe. You know, you're a brotherhood member. You know. It's a fraternity.
I trust my word as far as I could throw.
Well, you shouldn't say that. I think you're very trustworthy.
Not as a breaking news source. By the way, what if Aaron Donald was just traveling to LA for a vacation?
It was Miles Garrett.
My apologies.
He was so specific. He was like, my guy is on the plane with Garrett flying to L.A. to sign the contract with the Rams right now.
No, but is that...
How did he know he was going to sign the contract?
Because his friend who was on the plane with Miles Garrett apparently told him that, and he was dead on balls accurate. I was on the golf course playing in that event, saw the tweets go off, and I go, holy fucking shit.
So unfortunately, this guy is not a new inside source. He was just a guy who happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, that could very well be, but who knows? But the guy on the plane could be an agent. He could be somebody tied in. He's boys with the guy. So, I mean, that's a pipeline.
Make the connection, Michael.
I'm trying.
I don't want to say the most legit source, but like, is that why you were hesitant to go full breaking news on it?
I just really was tired of doing the breaking news. I do it. I get absolutely destroyed. It could be right. It could be wrong. Most of the time it's wrong. I get absolutely fucking fricasseed every time I do it. And I was just, I was very, very tired. I couldn't take another L like that, Bob. I couldn't take another L like that. I could not. I could not. So, but whatever, whatever.
Still good. I do not want to take it away.
It's good stuff. Oh, yeah.
Right here.
There.
Good for the program.
Good for the program. Breezy's finest. By the way, the U.S. Open drop for Breezy. Oh,
man. Went nuclear.
As we knew it would, I think.
What's that?
As we knew it would, I think. Joe said it went nuclear. I mean, that pullover, that's all anybody was fucking talking about for like the last month. So
banger central. Petey, we're gonna get into your ad read.
The other thing that's good for the program, Michael, I'll tell you what.
Tell me.
Is our friends over at Mint Mobile, who have been sponsoring the Brilliantly Dumb Show now for some time. And I'll be honest, when people hear that Mint Mobile plans are only $15 per month, a lot of people start to wonder, what's the catch? Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, Michael, there isn't one. Well, there's no gimmicks, no gotchas, just unlimited talk, text, data, fast, reliable coverage. On the nation's largest 5G network and an award-winning care team, I guess that's what makes Mint Mobile a catch. Since switching to Mint Mobile, I've been able to do all the things I need to do in rapid time and in rapid success. So go ahead. If you're not part of the Mint Mobile family, I tell you to join. Go ahead. Do yourself a favor to get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/BDS. That's mintmobile.com/BDS. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month. That's it. There's no catch. Only a touchdown.
This is, I love when he just rips. By the way, guys, a big brand that has come into the fold. Welcome aboard. I want to give a warm round of applause. This is not an ad read, just a big brand that's going to be bought back in Bob HQ. They are terrific, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you got the cereal ones at home?
Oh, man.
So to be completely transparent, there was a couple energy drinks. Like, that was a spot that we had open. There was a cup. There was two that it came down to that we were going back and forth. We golf with our guy, Craig. Joe, we went out there to the fucking awesome guy. The stuff that they have mined for us. But this right here, this
one of the best
cereal.
Yeah, I need
Mikey,
that.
They're going to send you a pallet. Oh,
what about
it's
me?
Greatest. Of it's like a mix of it. It's like Fruit Loops and like, bro, it is
true.
So
story unrelated. I had a C4 this morning in the gym, a watermelon one, not a fancy one like that, but a watermelon in the bottle C4. And I was cooking this morning.
That should get you going. It gets you revved.
Sugar free too.
Sugar free. Every single one is sugar free now. Mikey, when you try this, it's like five of the best cereals coming together. I'm telling you, it is absolutely unbelievable. Saquon is a talent of theirs. So we're talking about doing a combine, an NFL combine with Saquon at Bob HQ, which is going to be a blast. So really big shout out our guy, Craig and C4, who is going to be sponsoring the show, sponsoring Bob HQ. We talked about doing a C4 slide. They might pay for the slide coming down from the
A C4 slide.
Nice.
Really, really cool. They helped get a Jumbotron for us. So there's a Jumbotron in HQ and now a mini Jumbotron in HQ. So really, just a big, big shout out. And I'm telling you, if you can get your hands on the C4 cereal, it's out of this world.
Good. Yeah, it looks
like,
good.
I can't fathom somebody trying it and not liking
That's
it.
That's right up my alley, a flavor like that. Right up my alley.
I think so.
I'll tell you what's up my alley.
Ask Bob.
Yeah, it's time, man.
I got a good one, Bob.
He does indeed. Yeah, he told
does.
Me one that he was going to ask that he's not asking. That's why he asked me. I was like, nah, you don't want to go with that one. I got it. What was the one you were going to ask me?
I was going to ask him, being the Caesar connoisseur that he is, where was the Caesar salad invented? He got it. It was Tijuana, Mexico.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't get that. That's
a question where, like, if you don't get it, you're not an idiot. Like, look like an idiot.
Well, Bob, the funny thing is, I have a picture to show you, Bob. one of the most well-known, well-decorated individuals of all time. I'm going to
wait for it. Let me step out. Should I step out?
Take a step out of the room.
Okay.
This is so good, man. He's not going to know who it is either.
All right. He's not going to know. This is our guy.
Walt Disney.
The director and creator of Disneyland, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, all the great things that we have.
Walt Disney.
A picture of Walt Disney. And it's a pretty good, like, it's not like a
it's color. It's a high quality 4K image. Go to the YouTube.
By the way, the 4K. YouTube numbers are flying, so people are clearly listening to us.
Yes,
and you going gotta, on the YouTube.
If you're the audio is great, but you need the visuals. You need the visuals for this pod. It's important.
I think I
just broke this pen. Fuck.
You think there's no chance he gets this?
No, I wouldn't say there's no chance, but I'd put it right now. I think you got a 15 to 20% chance he gets it. 15 to 20, I'll put it at.
All right, Bob. For the Ask Bob segment today, I would like you to tell me, who is this man? Good-looking man. Well-decorated.
Looks like Frankie Borelli's dad. It looks like Mr.
No, that's not it, Bob.
That's
not an official guess, right?
Looks like Mr. Borelli of Borelli's Restaurant.
Well, if Mr. Borelli was this decorated, man, good for him. This is one of the most well-known, prominent people, I would say, Michael?
Very well-known.
Yes. I mean, no longer with us, God rest his soul, but
right.
The man changed the world as we know it. He did.
Let me see it one more time.
You got it, Bob. No problem. There you are. Well put together, too. Look at that suit, man.
It's a different time.
Gentlemen
used to dress like gentlemen back then.
I know. The way
you guys are talking, it makes me think it's an artist, like a singer.
Okay.
Like a member of the Rat Pack.
I mean, technically, yeah, I guess.
Technically,
he's a member of the rodent pack of some sort.
Yeah, not that Rat Pack.
What was that guess? What was that guess?
Steve Martin?
No.
And I had no idea.
He's a member of the mouse pack. If you
that
want to
Bob that. Is Walt Disney.
Disney mother.
Dean Martin.
The Rat Pack.
Dean Martin.
I thought Mickey was a mouse, but he turned into a rat overnight.
The Rat Pack is maybe the greatest thing you could have said. I mean, that was fucking great. Oh man, was that good.
Michael goes,
now I see why that
Mickey the Mouse is now actually Michael the Rat.
Yeah, he's a rat.
Oh my
God. Oh man, that's good stuff. That is good stuff, dude. That's good stuff.
Oh, that's so good.
I don't even need to ask my question because you're not gonna top that one.
Rat Pack. I mean, sometimes you would think this is scripted the way it plays out.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
The way you guys are talking, God. It was like the Frank Sinatra era felt like to me the way
kind of was
certainly yeah certainly.
By the way, Dean Martin is even a singer.
Yes, he is a singer. He's Bob, a crooner, yeah. One of the most famous crooners of all time.
Oh, he's a generational talent.
Just a type of singer. Like he used to sing those like.
Hey man, that's so bad.
I don't think Dean ever had a tash. I don't ever remember Dean Martin.
That's Dean Martin right there. Good looking guy, yeah, man. Dude, wow,
he's the best. He's some people stand on that. He's a better singer than
that's
Sinatra.
Crazy. He's good. He was amazing.
He was amazing.
Bobby should go.
Very good. Very good.
Oh, that's great, man. That's why we do it. That's why we play the game.
Yeah, that's brutal. I was on a nice little streak, too. Well done, Pete. Go ahead, Michael.
All right, Bob. My question this week, no picture. I would like you to tell me, what is the only letter in the alphabet that does not appear in any U.S. state name? The only letter in the alphabet that does not appear in any U.S. state name.
Originally, I thought Z, but Missouri.
Wait, what?
Missouri.
Oh my god! Fucking A.
The old Missouri.
He thought it because of the Mizzou.
Give him the old Kalamazoo.
I thought he was gonna say. I thought he was gonna say, but then I remembered Arizona. But he said Missouri. Holy shit! Oh my god! Oh man! Maybe I was wrong. Maybe it can be topped. Maybe the Rat Pack can be topped. Holy shit!
I love this podcast, man.
Yeah, it's a doozy.
Oh. Oh, well, here's the thing. He still hasn't answered wrong.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't answered wrong. He is not. He is not.
What do you think, Bob? I don't even know. I think I have it too, but you want to say it on three, Bob? Say the letter with me on three.
Yeah, we can do that. Mike, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that. Yep.
I don't know it. I'm guessing.
Ready? One, two, three.
X.
No.
Which one's with X?
Texas,
shit.
The answer,
I did not know that.
The answer is Q. There is no state in the United States that has a Q in it.
Would Dominic got that?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe if he listed through the states quickly in his mind.
I would have,
maybe, but.
I don't know why. Dude, I said Texas. Yeah, funny. I should have thought of that.
He sent me the funniest voice note. I forget it was. I was out or something. And Mike, he sent me like a 2-minute long voice note. I was like, what could this be? And it was Dom challenging me to a skyscraper challenge. Like, where we just go over. It was so funny. It was so funny.
That sucks, man.
Bob,
I got that one wrong, too. I think that one's tough.
Did you both say X?
I said X. Yeah. You need to go through all the states. And to be honest, you know, I know most of the states. I don't know all of them.
Yes, you do. Yeah. I mean, you probably couldn't do it on a map, but if you took the time, I bet you could.
If I sat down.
If you wrote down every state, I bet you could get all the states.
But like in that short time.
It's tough. But Q, yes.
I saw a question Barstool posted the other day. It was really interesting. I think there's like 6 total teams without their logo on their helmet. Give me 3 teams without their logo on their helmet.
Like in football teams?
Yeah.
That don't have their logo on their helmet.
The Browns.
The Browns is one.
Browns are one of them.
Yep.
I would go with trying to think of teams. There's 3?
No, there's more. I think there's 6. Wait, why you guys do? I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna put on mute so you don't hear me type.
Yeah.
I like to go through the conferences. NFC North Bears. They have.
Well, I guess the Rams would be one, right?
Rams, yeah.
Rams.
Bears, Lions, Packers.
No, they all do.
Vikings, they do. Yeah, NFC West. You have the Cardinals, Seahawks. You have the Rams is one of them.
Rams is the one. The Niners have theirs on the helmet. If you do the AFC South, the Texans have the
Buccaneers.
Texans have their logo on the helmet. The Colts have the logo on the helmet. The Jaguars have the logo on the helmet. I can't believe there's 6. That seems like that's a lot. The Bengals, yeah. Good call. Bengals is definitely one.
And this
Steelers have the thing on the helmet. They have it on the one side.
Eagles.
Eagles is a good call. Very good call. That's 3 right there.
The Giants have theirs.
Giants have the NY.
Cowboys have theirs.
Commanders have theirs. Yeah.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah.
AFC Titans.
It was really interesting. Yeah.
It's interesting.
All right, moving right along. Let's head on over to the top 5. Again, shout out to the fans in the sense of we needed to make that top 5 adjustment, and it's all love now. Like, they're having fun with the top 5.
Oh, they're going to have fun with this one, Bobby.
This is the Mikey V. So EA has been really throwing all the top fives our way. Mikey has this one, and this one's going to be fun.
It's a fun one, man. So we finished last week, I think, with Bob first again. Bob's pulling away again.
No. Mikey. I was last.
Oh, Mikey was. Okay. I came second, even off the cuff. Second.
Big win for Mikey V. He's on the
board. So, Mikey, do you want to go first or do you want to go third?
Well, we got to tell him what it is. Now, Bob, you tell him what it is because I had said what's the worst smelling, but that's not what we're doing.
Top five foods that gives you the worst gas, the worst farts.
So is it a food that produces the most gas, or is it a food that produces the smelliest?
No. Just
there's a clear difference between the two.
Joseph. It was top five foods that was put in.
I'm fine with either. Whatever one you want is
in the which group one? Text, which it, one did you prepare for?
It said top. No, this is what was put in the group.
Okay. Well, top we put something in the group chat last week, and you did the.
Well, I got it wrong.
Okay.
Top five food items that give you gas is what was put in the
group. All right, so it's the food that produces the most gas, in your opinion.
Just to make it funny, that give you the worst gas. So you can really think of the rippers.
Okay.
So it's a bit of both that give you the worst gas.
Like, all right, the worst gas. So we're going to say the worst gas. Yes.
Worst farts.
Okay. So I will go first. I will take the...
There's a clear-cut number one.
I think so. I mean, they have a song. They have a song about it, Bob. There's a song about it.
I'm doing like orders, like. All right, go ahead.
That's fine. You could do
whatever orders, you want.
But, so, what spot are you taking? Because you were second. Oh no, Joe was second. Joe, what do you got? Three.
Oh yeah, I got three.
Okay. Bob's in the two hole. All right, I'm going to take beans. I mean, the beans. Beans. The fiber in the beans is going to fuck you up.
Oh,
you're going to be farting. You're going to be
always
farting.
Beans, man.
Okay.
You can take a meal, Bob. That's fine. Okay. It's not
take right. Whatever you want.
Yeah, so, you can. That's the fun part.
I have the wet burrito.
Oh,
what the fuck is a wet? What's a wet burrito?
D-man.
What's wet a burrito. Wet?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. I think it's with all the fixings with the sour cream.
So just a loaded burrito.
A loaded, right. Yeah.
A loaded burrito.
Comes loaded on the other side too, man.
Bob's got burrito.
D-Man's got some rankers, man.
Now, I have a question for the committee.
D-Man's got that rank.
We got a question in round one.
It's very important.
Let's hear it.
Can I say dairy, or should I be like more specific?
I would say you got to be specific. Okay. Come on, man. Come on.
All right. Listen, let's not get upset. Remember, last week I threw you a fucking huge bone over there.
You got your mulligan. You still have your mulligan in the pocket.
I'm just asking for clarification.
That was fucking crazy, man.
I know.
Held the committee at gunpoint. You know people were saying I held the committee at gunpoint.
Committee's never happy with me, man. I'm either too nice or not nice enough.
You got to go hand up there. That was way too lenient. I think you would agree.
All right, I'm going to go with...
You won't do it.
You ready?
Yeah. Yes, go. You got two.
I know.
All right.
I'm going to start off with Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a
those
stinky one.
Those things get you things. Absolute rippers. Yep. And then I'm going to follow it on back with cheese. Now... Part of the problem is I think I might be lactose intolerant because when I have cheese, man, it's the fuck.
Certain people with cheese, their farts are, it's tough, dude.
It's just a question as to, like, at what point am I running for the toilet, man? It's a problem.
This is so bad, dude. Go ahead, Bob.
All right, so can I go ice cream, like a milkshake.
Milkshake. That's a
milkshake.
Good one.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to take one. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to smell anything worse than a hard boiled egg fart. Hard boiled egg. I mean, you're talking absolute. You're talking nuclear stinker, dude. Hard boiled egg.
Oh, man.
Hard boiled egg. And then
those things are peelers, dude.
And then on the wraparound, I'll take it to Thanksgiving. A turkey fart is one of the worst fucking farts you can have. Turkey farts are fucking disgusting, dude. Turkey farts are bad. I'm going to take
you, bird.
Yeah, the bird farts are tough, man. Not turkey like the deli. I'm talking about the oven turkey, the full Monty turkey.
All right.
milkshake. I was going to actually take that one, Bob. That's good.
Can I do nachos?
Of course you
can. Yeah, sure, Bob.
Of course you can. Now, nachos with cheese, Bob? Or are we talking like the ground chili beef on top of
there?
Loaded nachos? So Bob's got loaded burrito, loaded nachos. We could see the strategy happening here unfolding.
A lot of loaded stuff there.
Yes, loaded nachos. All right,
I'm going to go with cauliflower. You ever smell a cauliflower fart, dude? It is fucking rank.
Another cruciferous vegetable off the
The cruciferous.
And I had a side of cauliflower, and bro, I'm telling you right now, I couldn't take a step without ripping ass.
This guy's farts already stink. I can't imagine after a loaded side of fucking cauliflower, dude. This guy must have been crop dusting.
Man's got that fucking rank.
I will say this. I ripped some of the loudest farts you'll ever hear, but like, I don't think they're the stinkiest. I think Bob's farts, you never hear them. They'll be like these little. And then they'll smell like he just shat himself. Now, I sound like when I fart, it like reverberates the room, but it's not always.
But Joe, how nervy of it is you to say that your farts don't smell?
I didn't say they don't smell. I said I don't think they smell the worst. Yours, you definitely have that title. Now, I could probably start an earthquake with some of my farts. I'll say that.
They're on the Richter scale there, Joe. They tipped the Richter scale.
Yeah, they tipped them over. Yeah. All right.
The Ripper.
What am I coming back with here?
It's a great question.
Oh man, I got a good one. Give me Biggs.
Yo,
just what wait. Figs, figs. He said.
Figs, man. You ever had figs?
Yeah, no. I mean figs make you shit.
Yeah.
I don't know about the. Yeah, I guess.
Michael, figs get you fucking tooting, dude.
I'm not going to pick this one because Joe the dude, but I did have chili cheese fries on there.
Jeez, Bob, stop with the loaded shit, man.
Chili. You're not taking that? Or you are?
No. Okay. I had that on there. Give me a hot dog.
Okay.
Of the old bratwurst.
I'm going to do, I know Bob took milkshake. Can I do protein shake?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
What's wrong with that, Pete?
They're both shakes.
No, Joe, I don't see anything.
Really? Aren't they both shakes?
Well, no, because protein shake you can make with water, but you still get awful farts from like high protein stuff.
It's a totally different base.
All right. I'm not really a shake connoisseur the way these guys are.
Protein shake is no issue with that.
I'm going to take protein shake, and then to finish it off, I was going to take IPA, like the beer, the IPA beer, because if you've ever smelled somebody who drinks that and farts, it's fucking, it could clear out a cemetery. But I'll take broccoli, because I think broccoli is like a standard fart machine vegetable, broccoli. This is fucking something else, dude. Robert, your final pick?
I just keep thinking about the kids running out upstairs and Mikey down there just rattling off the stuff.
Nicole asked me this morning, she always asked me, she goes, what's your top five today? We're sitting having breakfast. I'm like, top five foods that make you fart.
I told Holly that as well, man. It's such a brutal, thing to talk about.
She's like, you guys are children, man.
Yeah, crazy.
Bob gets a little giddy when he talks about farts, man.
I do.
Loves a good fart.
I'm going to go cheeseburger. Like cheeseburger. Making me bacon cheeseburger.
Bacon cheeseburger. Okay.
Yeah, throw that bacon on there.
Loading shit up, man.
Yeah.
Is it me?
Yeah. Final pick.
There's still a lot of good things on the board. Give me cabbage.
Yeah. Yeah. That's real. Oh, that's a really strong final play, dude. Very
cabbage, good. Man.
That's a fucking heavy hitter, cabbage man. Patch. I can't believe cabbage went that far. Now thinking about it, that's really good. That's really
cabbage.
Good.
Literally, like
corned beef and cabbage. Forget it. Forget it. Forget
You're still digest. You're still finishing eating cabbage, and it's coming up the other end.
I'll give you a good one: a pastrami.
Yeah, pastrami, any kind of like processed meat or anything.
I had like pastas, chow mein, prunes.
Chow mein, would it? Anything Chinese?
Chicken chow mein, beef chow mein.
Didn't he just receive an award for like
the Guinness World Book of Records for most takeout orders given in 30 seconds? They gave him a Guinness World
Records for anything now.
He named 40 takeout items in 30 seconds. It was insane.
That's pretty good. I will give him that.
That went nuclear too. That was all over.
All his shit goes nuclear. It's crazy.
Mike is a big advocate of Big John.
Yeah, I love Big John. I was talking to him the other day.
The list again, please, sir.
Yes. I had first pick. I took beans, hard-boiled egg, turkey, protein shakes, broccoli. Bob's got loaded burrito, milkshake, loaded nachos, loaded hot dog, loaded cheeseburger. No, bacon cheeseburger. Bacon cheeseburger. Bacon cheeseburger. He's got regular hot dog, bacon cheeseburger were his last two after loaded nachos, milkshake, burrito. Joe has Brussels sprouts, cheese, cauliflower, figs. The figs pick was something. And then cabbage, which was a very strong closer for him.
Yeah, that's a good list.
It's a good list.
I guess mine's interesting. Totally different from you guys.
Yeah,
we went with just like single foods. Bob just loaded shit up.
Just fucking loaded. All right. Well, now remember, there is that breezy box going out, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
You do have a breezy box going on. So thank you guys for all the support. I mean, we are really, really rocking and rolling. It's been a ton of fun. So just keep the support coming. We appreciate it. The most underrated podcast around. Yes, we are biased. Shout out C4. I'm telling you right now, C4 cereal. If you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. Like it is that good. Shout out C4, Prize Picks, the whole gang. That does it for another edition of the Brilliantly Dubbed Show. As always, we will see you next time. We love you. We appreciate you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.